Soku izikati sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amavuko zihlobo. Walamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu. Ngolesithathu umhlaka 21 lwezi 2017 ngupraxitus Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Nasithi masimasana ukhipha umgabe. Ukhipha izano kube le new election ungela imposition ka new president ovela kuzano.
Umongameli Mugabe usebize amalunga edalela cabinet ukuthi bazowenza umhlangano esikolweni sakhe estate house.
Yabona abantu bendaweni yakithi egungwela sonke sile nkulumo efanayo ukuthi angezindlela our president is more like selfish akazweli amaZimbabweans ukuthi ayisimo bani akahamba ephumula umuntu omdala ukhathele udingiwe.
Uzulu wasezansi emandebeleni uselokuthandabuza ukubana umongameli Mugabe kuzasuka naye embusweni. Nanku ibutho lisithi seqalisile ukukhulumisana lomnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa. Siphinde siphele ngxoxo lomkhokheli welinye lamacele MDC umnumzana Washman Ncube ngomumo wezombusazwe okwamanje eZimbabwe. Umongameli Robert Mugabe usenxuse amalunga edalela abaphathi ntambo ele cabinet ukubana bayehlangana esikolweni sakhe esestate house namuhla. Umongameli Mugabe uvinjelwe estate house usukela ngeviki edluleyo libutho elibelingamvumeli ukuthi asuke engela mvumo. Kodwa akwaziwa ukubana abaphathi ntambo laba bazahamba na kulandela ukuvumelana kwebandla ukuthi Mugabe axotshwe ebandleni njalo asuke esikhundleni akiso. Yesizwe amazwi esikhulumeli sebandla lezano PF umnumzana Simon Khaya Moyo ekhuluma ngokuxotshwa kukamongameli Mugabe.
Pursuant to the decisions of the ZANU PF Central Committee entered on the 19th of November 2017 recalling Comrade Robert Gabriel Mugabe from the position of President and First Secretary of ZANU-PF, the party wishes to announce that Comrade LRG Mugabe has been formally notified of the decisions this morning. As for that, the party has instructed the Chief Whip to proceed with impeachment processes against Comrade LRG Mugabe, as it has not received the anticipated confirmation of his resignation from the Speaker of Parliament. A caucus of ZANU-PF parliamentarians, which has just concluded, was attended by 230 ZANU-PF members of parliament out of 260 members, has endorsed the impeachment.
Ngakwelinye icele umkhokheli webutho uGeneral Constantino Chiwenga yena wazise ukubana umongameli Mugabe useke waxoxisana nalo wayengumsekeli wakhe umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa oseSouth Africa manje sithi ababili laba bazakhulumisana njalo kunsukwana ezilutshwana ezilandelayo.
We are heartened by your display of composure, order and discipline during various matches which occurred at the weekend without any public violence. Meetings with His Excellency the President and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade Robert Gabriel Mugabe, have gone on in an atmosphere of mutual respect and several guarantees have been made. As your defense and security services, we remain seized with the operation codenamed Operation Restore Legacy. We are confident to take our beloved country out of its present circumstances and set it on the desired development trajectory. Following that rest to the nation by His Excellency the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces last night, we have made further consultation with the President to agree on a roadmap on the prevailing situation in the country. The Zimbabwe Defense and Security Services are encouraged by new developments which include conduct between the President and the former Vice President, Comrade Emerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, who is expected in the country shortly. In the meantime, His Excellency and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defence Forces, Comrade R.G. Mugabe, has started processes towards a definitive solution and roadmap for the country. As this happens, we as the Zimbabwe Defence and Security Services urge Zimbabweans to remain calm and patient, fully observing and respecting the laws of the country for the sustenance of the precious peace we should never lose. The Zimbabwe Defence and Security Services further urge other political players, including members of the ruling ZANU-PF, the veterans of the liberation struggle, opposition groups, students, and generality of our people to refrain from any actions or activities that would threaten the peace, life, and property. Uppermost on our mind is the conclusion of this war operation with the minimum inconvenience. Your defense and security services will keep you informed of any new developments as they occur.
Lapho ke belalele umkhokheli webutho uGeneral Constantino Chiwenga ekhuluma esethula umbiko wakhe. Kunjalo nje uZulu waseZansi eMandebeleni uthi yena uselokuthandabuza ukubana uMongameli Robert Mugabe uzasuka embusweni. Nanku ibutho lisithi useqalisile ukukhulumisana nalomnomzana Emerson Mnangagwa owayeyimsekeli wakhe amxotshayo ebandleni lakuhulumende. Uvusisizwe Mkhwananzi weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iningi belikhangelele ukuthi uMugabe uzatshiya umbuso avalelise emazweni akhe awayethule ngempelaviki kodwa kazange ayiphathe lindaba. Izolo khona umkhokheli webutho leZimbabwe uGeneral Constantine Chiwenga wazise ukuthi uMugabe lo wayengumsekeli wakhe uMnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa sebeqalisile ukukhumisana umlotha. Ukuxotshwa kwaMnangagwa yikho kwabangela ukuthi ibutho lihluthune intambo zombuso njalo ligenqule urhulumente weZANU-PF. Iningi lithi ukukhumisana umlotho sokukhona phakathi kwababili lapha sokusitsho ukuthi impela uMugabe kasoze ayehle embusweni. UMnumzana Msizi Gumbo ohlala edolobheni leGwanda uthi ukwala kwaMugabe ukuthiya isikhundla kuveza ukuthi uyadelela kakhulu.
Ngabe nje uyakwazi ukuthona leli lizwe ngelabantu abang 13 million plus. It's not all about him. Kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho kwenzakala kathesi. Sibuhlungu njengoZulu. Zibuhlungu inhliziyo zethu.
Kodwa bakhona abanye abalokho belethemba abafana loNkosazana Lungile Masuku yena othe akusensuku zatshwala ukuthi uMongameli Mugabe ephume aphele embusweni.
Ngithemba it has been made loud and clear to the president ukuthi abantu kabasamfuni. Ungabe kusenzakala ukuthi kumbe akafuni ukuthi aresign sokungokwakhe kodwa ilizwi lifikile kahle kuye umuntu omdala.
Isakhamuzi seGungu uMnumzana Edgar Moyo uthi loba kutheni uMugabe lizamtshonela kuphela.
Yabona abantu bendaweni yakithi eGungu la sonke sile nkulumo efanayo ukuthi angezindlela our president is more like selfish akazweli amaZimbabweans ukuthi ayisimo bani akahamba ayephumula umuntu omdala ukhathele udiniwe.
UNkosazana Sichasiselo Ndlovu owenhlanganiso yabatsha eGwanda uthi ukuqhubeka kwaMugabe egogodlele embusweni kuthiya ikusasa lakuleli liluvilibana.
Vele bona abanakile ukuthi uZulu uthini okwabo bebabhiliva ezintweni abazibona ukuthi ziyabanceda njalo zisebenzela kwelabisayidi. Even uMugabe ngazaphume abangenayo nxa kusizaphinda siqhutsheke sibuliswa yiZANU-PF impilo yomuntu omutsha iyabisele futhi ilokhe ibucayi.
Omunye ongathandanga ukuqanjwa ngebizo ohlala eFlabhosi uthi konke lokho okwenzakalayo ngamadlwane esithi butho liyamdodoza uMugabe.
UGrace wavele wathi engena wangena kukhutshwa abanye kuxotshwa abanye wawungumdlalo wabo nje. Lanamhla kimi ngibona kulokhu kuyidrama. Umdlalo abawupraktize kakhulu bawuplana kakhulu bawuplana kuhle futhi alokhu bewenza kuhle futhi abanye abantu bengananzeleli ukuthi akula lutho lwenzakalayo. Nxa ngabe be serious amasosha ngase sibonile yena upresident kumbe sebembulele kumbe sebembophile abangeke bancengane laye.
UZulu uqhubekela phambili ngemisebenzi yakhe yensukwini kungenani lokuxokozela okukhona elizweni ogale ngeviki ephelileyo kulandela ukuhluthuna kwentambo zombuso kweZANU-PF libutho. Ngimuvusisizwe Mkhwananzi owendaba zeStudio 7 eMajawunden eGwanda.
Lokhu sikudaba lunye. Anamhlanje amalunga edale lePhalamende awebandla leMDCT abikwa ezahlangana ixoxisana ngodaba lokuvota ukuthi uMongameli Mugabe axotshwe esihlalweni, i-impeachment ngesilungu. Izolo amalunga ebandla leZANU-PF edlula amakhulu amabili ahlangene avumelana ukubana kungabuyelwa muva ngodaba lokususa uMongameli Mugabe esihlalweni. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lomgcini sihlalo weMDCT ngapha ngaseMelika uMnumzana Dan Moyo ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Eqinisweni mfowethu, makuthi sikhiphe izano sifaka bani? Sifaka izano angithi. So angiboni ukuthi thina njenge-MDC kukhona esikutholayo lapho. Thina sithi makuncedisane ukukhipha uMgabe, sikhipha izano kube le new election kungela imposition ka-new president ovela kuzano. I think thina that is the stand okumele siyithathe. Lokho kokuthi sincedise izano ukuthi balungise indlu yabo, thina sisilwa le ndlu yakhona, thina sithi ngangconishe le ndlu.
Njengoba kukhanya sebe sithi bona baza bambana la izano abanye benu, likubona njani ikakhulu sikhangela elakusasa ukuthi khona kungayiwa kukhetho?
Uyabona ukuthi iproblem esilayo even njenge-MDC yona leyo ukuthi silabantu abangacabangiyo ungabacabanga ngezisu la maseqinisweni. Okokuqala okuqakathekileyo okwenza abantu baphuma babesestradini bejabulele ukukhitshwa kwaMgabe was not ukuthi ukhitshwa kwaMgabe ku-replace ngenye izano. So if that's the case, then it's none of our business njenge-MDC. Thina sithi ma sincedisana labo ukukhipha uMgabe, that means ukuthi sivumelane ukuthi the next step is ukuthi kube lama-electoral reforms where we are going to have the international community supervise, where we are going to talk about izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezingaphandle ezikudiaspora, where we are going to make sure ukuthi iZEC liyana omakarawu labana cannot continue ngoba they are known to be partisan. So thina njenge-MDC, I think sile opportunity at this point ukuthi ama-demands ethu azwakale.
Manje udaba lona lolo oloku impeacher uthi upresident aphume ngakhona lokhu ngendlela abafuna ukuyisebenzisa, ubona njani kwela kusasa ukuthi akusoze kusetshenziswe yini nxa sokulomunye umongameli abantu ababe bengamfuni?
Well, angila problem mina le impeachment as long as the way abakhuluma ngakhona is it's a constitutional democratic process. So angiboni ukuthi kungaba le nkinga nge-process yakhona. Thina njenge-MDC esikushoyo ukuthi what is there for us, kulani, yini esizokuthola thina ngokuncedisa izano ukuthi khiphe izano ifake izano, sitholani kulokho?
Lo ke uMnumzana Dan Moyo umgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDCT ngapha ngaseMelika lapho ke bekhuluma ecingweni eseVirginia lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 khonapha eMelika. Kuthi ke umkhokheli webandla le-MDC uMnumzana Washman Ncube uthi lanxa uMongameli Mugabe engasuka esikhundleni bazaqhubeka bekhankasela ukuthi kulungisiswe imithetho ephathelane lezokhetho. Ngesizo Ncube kungxoxo esiyenze laye.
Thina okuqakathekileyo kithi okwebe kuqakathekile iminyaka yonke yikuthi uZulu weZimbabwe angaphambaniswa elungeni lakhe lokuthi akhethe uhulumende wentando yakhe. Yikho okuqakathekileyo. Bona abazangena sebekhipha uMgabe, thina sizaqhubeka sisiya phambili sisithi kakube lama-reforms, ama-elections, ama-electoral reforms, kakube lokuthula, iZEC kayibe independent, kube le registration yama voter wonke umuntu osele 18 years and above abe nelungelo kunjalo kungafaka umgoqo yokuthi behluleke ukuregister ukuthi bavote ngomnyako zayo. Yikho okuqakathileyo khonokho kwedlula konke ukuthi umuthi okhona munye kuphela ukuthi lokho okwenzakalayo okwenzakala iminyaka engu-37 ukuthi umuntu oyedwa asenze isihluku sonesi munye umuthi wakhona yilungelo labantu to freely ukuthi bazikhethele bekhulukele bekhululekile uhulumende abamfunayo.
Yikuthi lamabandla aphikisa yangkhona semaningi kakhulu lokho ehlubuka ecephuka esiba yizixephu. Libona ngani injongo yenu izaphumelela nxa lokho liyizihlephu linjalo?
Yikho ke sizama kathesi silokho sithi hayi asibambane nini. Ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi izani yona leyenza konke khonokho bazama ukubambana bakhiphe labo be-G40 azabambana singabona kusasa bonke labo mjuru bonke abanye abebephumile bebuyela kuzana le yabe sikhokhelwa ngumnankagwa bebambana they are regrouping njengezana. Yikho lathi kuqakathekile njengeopposition ukuthi siqhubekele phambili ngomsebenzi we-coalition building, alliance building ukuthi ikakhulu EMDC alliance siziqinise lathi siprepare ukuthi sokufika ngokhetho loluyana lathi sesizilungelisele ukuthi sibambene kakhulu sinqobe izanu leyo.
Lina libona ngani lingakhulumisana ngcono na njengamabandla aphikisayo lo mnankagwa kulo mgadi?
Angilathemba ukuthi omnankagwa labo Chinamasa kwehluke nade beyikhwi khona izolo. Singazikhohlisi ukuthi abantu laba batshintshile yibo ade begijima ngokuthaka kwabantu emaplazi noChinamasa lapa besekela umgabe. Omnankagwa laba yibo ade beqothanisa ukuthaka kwabantu kubulawa kwabantu ngo-2008 runoff leyana kuthiwa ingwe kayitshintsha amabalayo. Sebexotsha ubhosi wabo baba ngobhosi bona kodwa balokhe beyingwe yona leyona mabala wona lawane siwazi.
Lo ke umnumzana Washman Ncube umkhokheli welinye lamacele MDC ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo.
Umsakazi we-VOA Studio 7 ulethulela indaba ezijisayo ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe ulandela ukuhluthuna intambo zombuso libutho. Lalela izindaba ngo-6:30 AM, 2:30 PM lango-7:30 PM eZimbabwe. Lingasixhuma kumagagasi athi 909 minimum wave, 4930, 1580 laku 6080 shortwave frequencies. Silethulela indaba lezi lemakhasini okuzilibazisa awefacebook athi BOA Ndebele le-VOA Shona. Sicela lisithumezele konke elikubonayo lapha likhona.
Omalayitsha abathwala impahla besuka kwele South Africa besiya eZimbabwe bathi sezisanda izehlakalo zokucathanyelwa ngamasela endleleni bethathelwa impahla, amapasipoti ukutshaywa kanye lokubulawa. UBenedict Nhlapo uxoxa labomalayitsha laba ngenhlupho ababhekana lazo.
Lapho kuselokishini le-Hillbrow eJohannesburg emahlanganweni ezitalada uTwist noCaroline, lapho kulayitshela khona umalayitsha owaziwayo uMnumzana Khubani Dube labanye bakhe. UMnumzana Dube ngokuzalwa odabuka eSt Joseph eKezi uthi ziqale kumbiwa ngulinda linyanga njengoba injiva seziqalile kuthumela ekhaya amakhumukhumu ekhisimusi ukuze zithi nxa sezilandela ngekhisimusi zilandele zilengise izandla. Uthi injiva seziqalile ukuthumela yonke inhlobo yempahla, ukudla, kanti abanye sebethumela le mali njengoba ingasabonwa eZimbabwe. Kodwa akusibo bunandi bodwa kuleli bhizimusi lokulayitsha. Omunye umalayitsha ukhethe kwaziwa ngokuthi ngumnumzana Mabhena odabuka kondaba nkulu eKezi uthi ukuthuthuka kwebhizimusi labo leli sekubadalele uhlupho. Iningi labo malayitsha selilahlekelwe izimpahla zabantu le mali ingamasela asebacathamela ezindleleni abathathele izinto eziningi bekhonjwe ngemipopo.
Ubuhle ebhizinisini yethu sifuna umuhle wakungamadisemba yikho sithola khona ubakhona imali khona ayikho silayishi kungcono udisemba. Into ezimbi esihlangana nazo emgaqweni esihlangana leyo ngezingozi ezigebengu zikajekho ezindleleni la masihamba.
Kodwa umnumzana Qhubekani Dube uthi ngenyanga ephelileyo bahlangane laso mathupha isehlakalo sokutshontshelwa.
Abafana abasebathula bebhakile ecelelo kwamgwaqo anganabantu abasitakileyo. Sathi singakahambi ibanga nje elingaba yikhilomitha baqala ukusilandela bafulika amalayithi angane bangamapholisi. Asabona ndayo kula mapholisa nje so baqala ukuzama ukushuta imoto ihamba. Baze wafika esitejini sokuthi imoto ayatshelele yambalekela yawangena ebhodini.
Ngemva kwalokhu lezi gebenga zitshiye zidale umonakalo owesabekayo.
Akwatshona umuntu ewani imali bathatha imali lamabhegi abantu lamapasipoti lamafoni. Imali engabe ihamba laphana I think ngo 8,000 something. Thata amafoni engayi-7 namapasipoti abantu. Kuyesabisa kakhulu especially ma ungabe sotubele phantsha I think soyingozi kakhulu kwinto abakuyona.
Kodwa kuDube uthi lezi ngezinye zezinto abahlangana lazo kuleli bhizimusi. Uthi okuqakathekileyo kuleli bhizimusi kuthembeka ufikise impahla zabantu ziphelele. Yena-ke uthi le yinto esegazini kuye osekwenze banda kakhulu abantu abathumela impahla zabo ngaye ngoba ethembekile njalo esiba leqiniso lokuthi uzitshiya ziphelele lapho okuyabe kuthiwe azitshiye khona eZimbabwe. Melesuro 7 Johannesburg le South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Kuthi ngale ngaseBotswana abeZimbabwe baqhubeka bebanjwa kwele Botswana bezama ukuthola izithupha kanye lengwalo zokuhambisa ama-passport zakulelo lizwe. Ngesikhathi iningi lizama ukufulathela udubo olusekhaya. Intatheli zindaba ye-Studio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Amapolisa kwele Botswana athi akhathazekile ngokuqonga kwenani labantu abeZimbabwe asebebanjwa ngamacala okutholakala belesithupha kanye lencwadi zokuhambisa eBotswana bona bengelalungelo lokuba lazo lezincwadi. Lokhu kulandela ukugwetshwa kukamnumzana Lizwe Ngwenya emthethwandaba weFrancistown kuyona le iviki ngemva kokuba itholakale lesithupha kanye lepassport yeBotswana. Omunye weBotswana layo umiswe phambi kukamanje esetheswa icala lokuncedisa abeZimbabwe kuthola amaphepha la womabili. Unkosazana Sekani Mabutho ubikwa eseleminyaka elithumi encedisa abeZimbabwe ukuthola incwadi zokuhambisa kanye lezithupha zeBotswana. Abanye abeZimbabwe kule Botswana abafana lomnumzana Stanley Ncube bathi lesi sitshengiselo sokuthi abantu bafisa kangakanani ukugeza ukuba abeZimbabwe ngenxa yesimo esilukhuni ekhaya.
Lokhu kutshengisa-ke i-desperation esesilayo amaZimbabwe. Kwakunganje kudala ngoba sazi lamathuba okuphuma siyemazweni wonke ehlukeneyo kodwa zazingafuni ukuhamba. So kutshengisela kade sesizama ngamandla esilawo wonke ukuzama ukugeza ukuba ngumZimbabwe.
Unkosikazi Senzeni Moyo yena uthi ukuba ngoweZimbabwe elizweni elifana leBotswana kunzima yikho abantu befisa ukuthatha izithupha zeBotswana.
Kunzima ukuthola amaphepha okusebenza lokuhlala eBotswana. Kungakho laba sebehlale isikhathi eside bela sebedinga ngulo ngoba okweZimbabwe sokunzima sekubehlule.
Amapolisa axwayise kakhulu izalwane zeBotswana ukuthi ziyekele ukuncedisa abeZimbabwe ukuthola ingwalo ezifana lesithupha ngoba kungaphandle komthetho. AbeZimbabwe babikwa behlawula imali ephezulu edlula inkulungwane ezilithumi zamapula i-10,000 ukuthola lezi ngwalo. NginguMartin Ngwenya owendaba zeStudio 7 Sabulon kwele Botswana.
Udaba lokupha amabizo amaqhawe inkamba zamasosha lamukelwe ngembono ichiyeneyo nguZulu. Okuningi asikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ibutho leZimbabwe lithethe intambo zokuqondisa okwenzakala elizweni ngolwesithathu emadabukakusa osekubangele ukuba kube yilo elilawula zonke inhlelo ezenzakalayo ezweni. Umphathi intambo wezemvikela umnumzana Sydney Sekeramai nguye owazisela inguquko ngaphansi kwe-Statutory Instrument 138 of 2017 okuphume ungwalondaba lukahulumende i-Government Gazette ngolwesihlanu. Inguquko le yenziwe kulandela usahluko 89 se-Defence Act isahluko sesibili. Olwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Mbusofuzwayo uthe kulinyathelo elihle ethi kubuhlungu njengoba inengi lenkamba zibizwe ngebutho lezandla.
Kuhle ukuthi for the first time ngemvana kokuba nabantu bakomlawayo bayala ukurecognize uLukhati Masuku, i-government simrecognize yamnikeza inkamba. But okubuhlungu ukuthi inkamba eziningi zibizwe ngabantu bezandla, kawubone ebizwa ngo-Akim Love, kawubone ebizwa ngo-Alfred Nikita, but bonke zibizwe ngama-commander zezandla.
Umnumzana Patrick Ndlovu uthe uhulumende wehluleke ukwenza ucwaningo olubanzi ngoba amanye amabizo awakhombisi ukuthi bahlale bahlela ngonanzelelo.
Indlela okwenziwe ngayo, kutshengisela indlela okwenziwa ngazo zonke eZimbabwe ukuthi siyabhalansa ngapha abeshoneni abesindebeleni. Ngibona ngane abenzanga i-research yabo, ikakhulu le bathi Mzilikazi Barak. Singabe sifuna ukuthi simhloniphe umzilikazi, but asihlonipheni culture esindebeleni eyempi, amabutho akhona. Those barracks could have been named after one of amabutho kamzilikazi. Ikhona ingubo, ikhona isizindeni, ikhona imzinyathi, akhona amawaba. Even nale mbizo abayitshintshileyo, amabizo amele siwagcine singalahli imvelaphi yethu. Nxa sitshintsha siguqula amabizo for whatever reason, sikhangele imvelaphi yabantu lendlela esifuna ukuguqula ngayo amabizo. Baguqulile siyabonga, kodwa hayi awusichelesisi.
Omunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko ekubutho lezaphu iZipra, umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthe baya kujabulela ngoba kudala belindile ukuba kube lenguquko enjalo ukuze imbali yokukhulula ilizwe ingachabalali.
Siyakujabulela kakhulu ngoba kudala sikhuluma ngakho, sicela ubana sicela ukuthi amaqhawe ethu ayowakhulula leli lizwe emabhunini eRhodesian Front kubizwe ngamagama abantu abayibo abakhulula leli lizwe, kwazakale amabutho ethu amakhomandazi wonke ukubana yibaphi labapha abapleya irole yokukhulula leli lizwe leZimbabwe, ukuze labantu bethu labazukulu bethu ihistory bengayikhohlwa, kube yinto ekhona kuhistory babekwazi. Ngoba ukuthi ma into zingekho kuhistory kwenza abantu bakhohlwe ukubana imvelo yabo lamasiko kwavelela ngaphi. Wonke lezo mbangazwe.
Inguquko zibe khona kundawo ezilandelayo. I-King George VI Barracks le-Air Force Headquarters isiyi-Josiah Magama Barracks. I-Brady Barracks koBulawayo isiyi-Mzilikazi Barracks. I-Cranbourne Cantonment le-Old Cranbourne Cantonment isibizwa ngokuthi Charles Gumbo le-Kagubi Barracks. Ikarayana Barracks isiyi-Chiteketsa Barracks, kuthi i-3 Brigade isiyi-Herbert Chitepo Barracks. I-Chipinga Cantonment isiyi-William Ndangana Barracks. I-4 Brigade isiyi-Gaba Musungwa Zwinavashe Barracks. I-2nd Battalion isiyi-Mashingo Barracks, kuthi i-Gutu Barracks iChinomukutu Barracks. I-Andrew Law School isiyi-Sengwe Barracks. I-Stamford Tsivarasekwa isiyi-Tsivarasekwa Barracks. I-Nkomo Camp isibizwa ngokuthi i-Nkomo Barracks. I-Llewellyn Barracks isibizwa ngokuthi i-Lookout Masuku Barracks. I-Zimbabwe Military Academy eseGweru isibizwa ngokuthi i-Solomon Mujuru Barracks. I-Umthali Cantonment isiyi-Charles Tauramanzi Barracks. I-Nkomo Camp isiyi-Anoth Norbert Chingonombe Barracks. I-Battalion Berkeley School Headquarters le-Battalion Berkeley Training Area isibizwa ngokuthi i-Rekai Thangwena Barracks. I-Flight Air Force Base isibizwa ngokuthi i-Jason Ziyaphaphamoyo Air Force Base. I-Royal Rhodesian Thornhill Air Base isiguqulwe yaba i-Josiah Thungamirai Air Force Base. Ngimele i-Studio 7 koBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Siyakubona ke Anastasia. Isikhathi sethu asisavumi ukuba nasiqhubekele phambili siloke sisonke, kodwa ke senza kwenzeke ukuthi singeke ehlukani. Ngilethulele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela uZulu waseZansi eMandebeleni selokuthandabuza ukubana umongameli Robert Mugabe uzasuka na embusweni. Nanku ibutho lisithi useqalisile ukukhulumisana lomnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa. Uthi ke abalwa impi yenkululeko banxusa uZulu ukubana ayitshengisela kuyindlela yokuthi umongameli Mugabe aphume esihlalweni. Beli lalile kuhlelo oluqhakathekileyo oluphathelane lolumumo okhona okwamanje eZimbabwe special edition ngemva kokukhitshwa kukahulumende kamgabe embusweni libutho. Asihlanganeni njalo kumahola alandelayo ngesikhathi sabo 2 emini. Igama lami nguPraxedes Jeremiah.